Were there many fields?
Yes, there were. All over the back here now, where there are houses, there was a railway that ran along the back here. And the other side of that, they were all fields with cows. And there were no houses at all. And it was all farmland, and it has changed a lot. It's a shame that Mrs. Brown's not down here, because she actually lived here then. I wasn't here then, but she lived here then when the cows were there before they built all the houses. And yes, it was very, very much a farm area around here.
How much has Stockwell changed since you have been living here?
It's difficult to say, because when I first moved here, I didn't know an awful lot about Stockwell at all. I knew Cotton Mill Lane was here, and I knew what schools there were, but I didn't really know about the nunnery, didn't know it about it at all. I didn't know about Holywell. I didn't know all the history of the church. So things were changing, but I wasn't aware of them. I know now because I've researched the history. And really, it is important for all of you to talk to your parents and your grandparents and your and people that are a lot older than you to ask these sorts of questions, because when you're as old as I am, you're going to say, oh, I wished I'd asked my mother that. I wished I'd asked my granny that, because they won't be here to answer the questions, because they've long gone. So it's an important question, but I can't really say that I've noticed the changes in Stockwell too much. There are lots of more roads, because I wasn't as aware. I am now. This is why it's so important for you to be as well.
And there's another one. I think we have your book. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure. But if it's good, it'll be over there.
Yeah, probably. Yes, it's that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Have you enjoyed reading it?
Yeah.
Was the nunnery in the same condition?
It was. When I came here, it was overgrown, and you could hardly see the ruins because it was covered in ivy. The council, I believe, came in and they cleared it all, but it's always been the same as that, as far as I can remember. We're going back 40-odd years, the same as Sandy. So, yes, it was the same, but it was covered in ivy, which has been removed, and they repointed and put some more cement round the bricks to make it safe.
How many years have you lived in Stockwell?
Probably about 44 years.
What has changed from in the past?
There are a few more roads. The old Stockwell Gardens, the housing estate near the nunnery, wasn't there. And lots of other roads.
Being a fisherman, down the road here we've got an old crest bed. Have you been to the wildlife place down there? Well, the other side of the railway, we have dug out an old crest bed and we've turned it into a fishery, and it is beautiful now. When we first took it over, it was full of rubbish. And it wasn't very deep, it was about that deep. Well, we got these great big machines in and we dug it now. And if I was to stand in there, the water would be above my head. And we put in there lots of fish, and we've got lots of trees we planted, and they really have grown. Two trees, I planted a conker tree down there, a chestnut, and it's now twice as high as a house. It's huge. So in 40 years, it's grown up to that. And we get foxes down there, we get herons, we get kingfishers, and we've even had some deer down there. So it's turned into a really nice little place, and I go down there and fish along with other members of the Vera Manga Club. There are 2,000 members.
What style of pens were there?
We didn't use quills, I can assure you. It was very similar to what you've got now, although I had a fountain pen with a nib.
Yes.
Whereas you use biros, I suppose, now. Does everybody use biros now?
They use pencils. Mm. Hands up if you're using ink at the moment.
How are you?
In handwriting.
At school, long, long, long time ago, we had to have special pens called italic pens. And it's a fountain pen with a very broad nib. So it's not a little point like it's quite fat.
It's so you can get thick and thin.
And you have, you know about that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you have to do down strokes and up strokes and down strokes and up strokes. And the down strokes were thick and the up strokes were thin. And you had to keep practicing that italic writing. And you were taught to do that nice handwriting. It didn't last, because when I left school, I developed my own style. But that's how we were taught.
Yeah. And we also, in my school, we had inkwells on the desks with the pens, and they used to dip them in.
Yeah.
Everybody had an inkwell on their desk and blotting paper.